yahoosports.com.
All right, welcome back in. What's right, Nick Wright, 610 Sports Radio. All right, not only did I not block anyone for the union comments, because everyone's allowed their opinion, even if it makes me mad, I unblocked everyone that's ever been blocked by this station. So it's a free-for-all. You're all back in. Tell your friends. Now let's talk about this. Kansas lost this weekend. Some Kansas fans thought it was a good loss. Said they needed it. Some Kansas fans were upset. Some Kansas fans are Bob Fesco. And here's what Fesco said today about the loss.
Because you don't know what happened. And
in fact, let me open this whole thing up because I want to be able to stop this if need be. Here's what he said.
Because you don't know what happened and what this team went through. And the fact that they were able to actually stay in that game and be up 18-3 at one point and fight the way that they did is a testament to their coach and a testament to the kind of guys they are. And I'd be proud to wear that Jayhawk on my lapel pin over any other school in this country by the way those guys went out there and fought and the way that they held it together and the way they represented the University of Kansas on Saturday. And I'll tell you what, I'm damn proud to be a Jayhawk based on what happened, what went on Friday night into Saturday morning, and the way those guys played. I'm very proud, and I don't care.
Hold on. I gotta back it up a little bit. Because, listen, I don't do radio at 6 in the morning, so maybe this is just how you sound at 6 in the morning. But is Fesco crying?
What happened, what went on Friday night into Saturday morning, and the way those guys played. I'm very proud, and I don't care.
I'm very proud. Sounds like he's giving a eulogy. I'm very.
It was a great listen this morning.
Everything we've accomplished.
I'm very proud, and I don't care. One loss, one win, it doesn't matter what happened out there. It was the way they handled the situation, the way they represented the university, the way they helped Thomas Robinson, the way they represented that kid in a time of need. That kid and that team are full of class acts, and I respect everything that Bill Self has done over there.
Well, that actually all – I mean, you guys told me that Fesco went crazy this morning. That all sounded very, very measured, reasonable, maybe a little over-emotional, but respectful. I don't know. Oh, there's more?
I will say this, and I don't care who I piss off this morning.
Uh-oh. Whenever you start with that, it could be a problem.
Kansas State fans and Missouri fans, the people that were cheering for the Kansas loss and the ones that were making fun of the situation, you ought to be ashamed of yourselves. You guys are losers.
Losers? They're losers for cheering for a Kansas loss? Give me more, Bob.
You should really be ashamed of yourselves. And I know it's not all Missouri fans. And I know it's not all Kansas State fans.
But let's ignore that for a moment.
But the ones that were dancing around, doing a jig on Saturday because...
Doing a jig?
Because Kansas lost. You guys are losers. And the people that were making fun of it and mocking it are total losers and total asshats.
Asshats? Can you say that on the radio? What is an asshat? I'm a younger guy. Is that something you use with hemorrhoids? Total asshats.
Total asshats.
Let me hear that again. He didn't really say asshat.
Total asshats.
All right, is there more?
And you should probably be ashamed of yourselves and stick your head in the sand and quit.
Stick your head in the sand and quit? Quit what? My job? I like my job. I'm not even one of these fans. Asshat losers and quit your job? There's more?
Because that's the type of people you are. I was appalled and stunned.
If you guys haven't caught on to this, Bob Fesco is very ashamed and appalled at you people. He is rubbing his finger like a high school nun. Shame on you fans.
You guys are losers.
Whoa. Losers? That's a cutting comment.
Total asshats.
Asshat?
Based on the fact of the
there's more
reaction that I was getting from some Kansas State people and some Missouri people on Saturday after that Kansas loss. You should have been embarrassed by yourselves.
Embarrassed by yourselves? Embarrassed? Ashamed? Losers? Asshats?
Total asshats.
Total asshats? Not even a partial asshat. Entire asshat?
You guys are losers.
Entire asshat?
Total asshats.
The whole thing?
Those of you who went to Missouri and Kansas State that didn't do anything negative, you should be embarrassed by the people in your fan base that acted like total ass clowns.
Clowns? Does the clown wear the hat?
Total ass hats.
The clown wears the hat and you put him up your ass? Why did it have to go there? I just don't get it. That first commentary was so mature.
You guys are losers.
I don't believe that to be accurate, Missouri and Kansas State fans. And let me just say something, all right? We're having a little bit of fun. Let me just say something to Bob Fesco and anyone that listened to that and said, damn straight, Bob, you tell them. Okay, Kansas fans. Not all Kansas fans, but some Kansas fans. And the Kansas fans that don't do this, you should be ashamed of your fans that do this. But you got a guy on the radio, a grad in Bob Fesco, okay, who does nothing but bait the opposing fan bases. And when his team loses, cries like, what's the word I want to use here? I know the word I want to use here. Okay, cries like a bitch.
No!
Total asshat?
Total asshats.
Complete. And what about the clown? What did the clown do?
That acted like total ass clowns.
Ass clowns? Why can't we just get... Listen, guys, this is the school's out. In the morning when Bob's doing this, kids are on the way to school. Now I'm doing it, and kids can't they, at the very least, just be losers, clowns, and
you guys are losers.
And hats?
Total ass hats.
Can't they just be hats? I swear to God, man. And listen, not all Kansas fans, not all, but you should be ashamed and embarrassed. Shame on you, Bob Fesco. You're the only team in the city. Football, basketball, pro, college, the only team in the city that has any bragging rights is Kansas basketball. And whenever you lose, not all of you, but some of you guys are like the girl that expected to win prom queen and didn't get it. Start saying, she's a whore. She's ugly. She had sex with my boyfriend. I'm still the prettiest. I swear, I'm still the prettiest. Get the hell over yourself, man. Far be it for me to tell seasoned radio professional Bob Fesco how to handle himself, okay? But I'm going to do that. If you're going to go on a rant about the opposing fan bases who, oh, by the way, if you want to line up all the Kansas fans and compare them to all the K-State and Missouri fans in the area and let K-State and Missouri fans combine themselves, it's at least 1-1, and maybe you're in the minority. A, show some maturity. B, show some passion. And C, come up with things better than loser and asshat.
Total asshats.
My 12-year-old son's going to say better comebacks than that. Total asshats. By the way, my dad can beat up your dad.
Ha. You guys are losers.
Losers. That's all right. That's all day. That's okay. You'll be working for us someday. Ha ha ha. Shut up, dude. That's embarrassing. And I know I pick on Bob sometimes, and I hope he throws it back my way. And I completely deserve it. I say some stupid things. But I hope I don't call fan bases asshats.
Total asshats.
Total. And clowns. There's a clown wearing a hat on your ass? I don't get it. What? I mean, that's embarrassing for the radio station, to be perfectly honest. That's how 610 Sports Radio started the day today. Hey, Missouri and K-State fans, you know how Kansas lost? You know how Kansas fans always say scoreboard? Well, you're an asshat. Na-na-na-na-boo-boo.
Total asshats.
We got a championship. Ha-ha-ha.
You guys are losers.
Losers. Sweet, Bob. Well freaking played, sir. Makes me mad, man. All right. Is Scott Pioli the executive of the year? If he's not, dude, he's a total asshat. Next, what's right?
Total asshats.